Okay, this is the September 13th meeting of the Pacifica National Board. The time now is 7:20. Sorry, it's 8:20 Eastern Time. I'll ask our secretary, Athea Wangaza, to take the roll.
Shyam Agmir.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Andrea Turner. Joseph Wanzala.
Oh, Joe.
Are you there,
back.
Joe?
Well, I think we got enough anyway. Keep going.
Sean O'Brien. Leslie Radford.
I'm here.
Summer Reese. Rico Ross.
Present.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Alberto Luera.
Present.
George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Uzel.
Here.
Nia Bediaco. Kathy Davis. Jennifer Jaeger.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. Alonzo Brown.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Kimmery Orendorf.
Hey, Kimmery.
Marcel Reed. And you said Jim Bennett is going to be late, and Athea Wangaza present. Did someone come on whose name I may have already called? Oh, didn't hear their name.
This is Joe.
Okay, Joe. Is Kathy Davis here?
She was.
Okay. I believe we have quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. There's some business that we need to take care of in terms of getting the minutes recorded. Athea, would you explain the situation?
I will be taking the initial draft of the minutes, and Terry Goodman will be transcribing the audio, and we'll need to have the executive session transcribed as well. Therefore, it will need to be recorded. Following the meeting, then John would transmit the links to Terry Goodman, and he will do the transcriptions.
Okay. I believe that requires approval by the PNB. So the situation is that, as you just heard, there's no problem with the open agenda. The question is, on the executive session, we have to give Terry Goodman, who some of you may know, some of you may not, approval to hear the recorded session, and we have to give approval to record the session because we don't usually do that.
Point of information.
Yes.
Is Terry Goodman a member of any LSB?
I don't know.
No, he's not. No, he is not. This is Leslie. He's from KPFK. He's no longer a member of the LSB. He has been and continues to be our assistant to the secretary. He's very reliable, very dependable, and in his recording, his integrity is pretty darn good. He's got his opinions about things, but he can separate them out pretty well from his responsibilities as our
point of information. Has he signed a confidentiality oath or anything like that?
He would have to in order to be able to hear the executive session.
That's not a problem. I'll fax that to him in the morning. Or if it's a PDF, I can do a PDF and email it to him.
Okay. So I think the first question has to be, do we want to record the executive session? Now, it has been recorded in the past for the secretary's use. Actually, there was a motion passed 2 years ago to allow people who were not present to hear it, but I don't think that was ever actually acted on. In any case, is there any objection to recording the executive session so that it can be given to Terry Goodman to transcribe and create minutes out of?
Yes.
Okay.
There is a motion that already exists that provides for the recording of executive sessions for the purposes of secretarial transcription.
Yeah, but that was when
that was passed.
Yes,
that was passed. That was passed way back when Mary was the secretary.
That's correct. It was passed for the purposes of secretarial transcription, and as I said, it was amended to allow. I guess that's still in force. So the question
is still in force.
So I think the question then is less of whether it's okay to transcribe it than whether it's okay to give Terry Goodman temporary secretary privileges. Is there any objection to that?
I think that I'm authorized to do that. To assign that task?
I don't know how.
Because it's my responsibility to see that the minutes are taken and that they're preserved.
Yes, but if you do it, that's not a problem. You were elected and you're on the board. If somebody else that you choose does it, in the past, even in Richard's case, when he was on the board, the board actually approved his doing it. So. I would feel much more comfortable getting approval for doing this. There is an objection. Can we just go to a vote on that? If at this late date, we can perhaps
I'll call
find
the
out.
Roll.
Okay.
Was there a motion?
The motion is to allow Terry Goodman to transcribe the minutes of the executive session for the purpose of. Well, to create minutes out of the transcription of the executive session. So the motion is to allow him access to that with the proviso that
he
signs a confidentiality agreement. And I guess Sophia is making the motion.
That's correct.
Is there a second for it?
I'll second it.
Okay.
Yes. Point of information, George. This is Robert.
Yes. Yes.
As I understand it, the executive session. Discussions were transcribed for Richard to review in preparing the minutes of the executive session, and that he was then called on to dispose of them. Does this motion mean that Terry and Afia will be keeping these transcriptions and archiving them?
I don't think so. No, I think
it's... How did we get to that?
I just wanted to make sure.
Okay,
Terry will be directed to destroy the transcripts after she finishes preparing the minutes?
Yes, I think Terry's a he.
Yes. Terry's a he. That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's correct. That's correct.
And this is Joe.
Yeah.
You just one other thing to add to inform people's. Is that that there is precedent for a non-elected person acting as secretary, actually being the secretary at the closed session. So yeah, I think that was in 2008-2009 timeframe.
Yeah, and we have actually paid people to do that.
Right.
Apparently, we're not on the stream.
Why do you think that? John, are you there? John doesn't seem to be here. What makes you think we're not on the stream?
We are on the stream.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Sophia, would you continue to call the roll?
Okay. Shram Agmir.
Point of information.
We are voting, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's your point
yes.
of information, Alberto?
Yes. Yes is to go ahead, and no is to not go ahead.
Exactly.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. My vote is yes.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner? Joseph Wanzala?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien? Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Summer Reese? Rico Ross?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Alberto Luera?
Yes.
Richard Uzel?
Pass.
Nia Bediaco?
I just came on. I didn't realize the call started at 8 o'clock, so I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
We're voting on whether to allow Terry Goodman to transcribe the executive session audio and to dispose of it once the transcription has been made.
For the purpose of making the minutes.
Is he going to sign a confidentiality agreement?
Yes, he will.
Let me just think for a second. So come back.
Kathy Davis. Kathy. Jennifer Jaeger.
Yes.
Alonzo Brown.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
Pass.
Kimmery Orndorff.
Yes.
Marcel Reed. Jim Bennett. Ifea Wangaza, yes. We had Richard Ucas.
Abstain.
And Nia Ucas.
Is he going to charge us for this?
We already pay Richard, so it wouldn't be any different.
Okay. I just asked a simple question, yes or no. I abstain.
Okay. All right, so, and Campbell, did you also pass?
Yes, I did, and I'll abstain.
My name wasn't called.
Sorry, Alan. And you vote how?
I vote yes.
Thank you. And Kathy, are you there? Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses.
Hello, this is Andrea checking in.
Sorry. Hi, Andrea. And 3 abstentions. So the motion passes.
Okay. So.
Thank you.
Do we have, I don't believe we have any, well, the next item is agenda approval. I sent out a revised agenda just a few minutes before the meeting. It included a CFO report and an ED report, which hadn't been on the one that I sent a few days ago. So is there any changes to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, the next item is acknowledgement. Anybody have anybody they'd like to acknowledge for good work done in the service of the foundation?
Well, Kimmery.
Kimmery, go ahead.
I'd like to acknowledge one of our LSB members, Reverend Gold, for a spectacular fundraising concert during the Freedom Rally that was held in D.C. on the 28th of Oh, God. The month has moved so fast. September. And,
August.
Was it August? Boy, here we go. See? Okay. Anyway, yes, just like to acknowledge LSB for trying to raise funds for the station. Anybody else?
Maybe it.
Do I hear Marcel?
Yes.
Anybody else want to acknowledge someone for service to the foundation?
Yeah, this is Andrea.
Andrea, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to acknowledge Bonnie Simmons, former PMB member, for the, being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. And so that's really key.
Anyone else?
Somebody just joined us.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hello.
Okay. Anyone else who wants to acknowledge someone for their service to the foundation? Okay. Hearing none, the next item is the chair's report. In the last executive session, we decided to put an item on the agenda, which is item 7. This was an executive session. I said that. This is an executive session. We felt the discussion needed to be held in open session. And so this item 7, which is it's 6B, actually, which is to meet as a quasi-committee of the whole to discuss criterion for membership. The other thing I just want to reiterate again, that our standard procedure will be that people will have 2 minutes to speak and that no one will get to speak twice until everybody's had a chance to speak once. Do I have a timekeeper for this meeting?
Point of information.
Yes.
When we meet in quasi-committee of the whole, we are allowed to make votes, correct?
No.
No, that's – well, then, George, I have to tell you, turn to page 513, line 23. When we meet in quasi-committees of the whole, we take votes. The votes are then when we go back to the full body.
That's correct.
They either approve them or not. I don't even know. Excuse me. Let me finish. I don't even know why we're meeting as quasi-committees of the whole when we have quorum. This is an inappropriate use of the rules, sir.
So, would you like me to respond to that, or you just want to declare it?
No, I'm just saying, page 513, line 23. It's all right there.
I circulated to you all what the statement was of the that came out of the executive committee. Sean is correct. You can take votes and make approve things. They're not actually official. They're recommendations to the full committee. The reason it was set as quasi-committee of the whole, it seemed clear that there needed to be a discussion held without the pressure of having to respond to a particular motion. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Oh, I said all that. The consent agenda, and there is no consent agenda. The item after that is item 4, approval of posting bylaws amendments. Joe, would you take the chair for the moment? I would like to introduce this motion and motivate it. Are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Okay. So we set 5 minutes for this. The PMB authorizes, as required by the bylaws, the immediate posting of all bylaws amendments having 6 directors' signatures as of September 13th, 2010. All such amendments shall be submitted for posting to Technical Director John L. Mella by 9 a.m. September 14th.
This is Summer on the line.
Welcome, Summer. So the substance of this is the bylaws require we're allowed once a year, and we're supposed to post it whenever we have we've collected whatever we want to collect in the way of amendments, and they're all supposed to be posted at once. In order to happen this year, this is the last meeting where it can happen, where this PNB and the LSBs will be, actually the PNB will be in effect, but this will be the last time the LSBs that have been enforced this year can possibly meet to decide this. We're not voting on anything about the substance. We're just voting on whether to comply with the bylaws amendment or with the bylaws requirement that we post these for 60 days. I would hope that this can be approved without objection. And anyone who has such a motion will forward it to John L. Mella with the 6 signatures, the 6 names, and they will be posted as such. Do I have a second for this?
Is there a second?
Second. Alberto, second.
Kathy. Kathy, you're on for the start?
No, I'm just getting into the call. Okay. I don't know what's going on at the moment.
Is there any discussion?
I'll second.
I already.
Yeah, I think it was already seconded.
Okay.
Hearing no discussion.
Point of information.
Yes.
What is the actual deadline for submitting a bylaws amendment with six signatures?
Well, as of September 13th, so that would be 12 midnight. I didn't think it fair to ask John to post them by then, or for people who are going to be in this meeting to have to circulate them by then. But if you got it together by 12 midnight, then you can send it out in the morning before 9.
Can you explain why that is?
I just explained it.
I didn't follow if you did.
I could have made it 12 midnight, September 13th, which is today, which means if you want to get it in, you've got 2 hours after the meeting to get it into John. Sorry, you've got 1 hour after the meeting to get it into John. So instead of doing that, I said we'll do it by 9 a.m. in the morning. John won't do anything with it anyway, and we'll leave it up to your honor to the director's honor to have it done by 12, to actually have the six signatures by 12.
Point of information?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What do you mean by six signatures? I'm unclear. Can you please clarify?
You have to have six directors who are willing to support the amendment.
I see. So you don't have to have it voted on here. It's just six directors signed on. Okay. Thank
exactly.
you. I was not clear on that.
Exactly.
And so, George, go ahead. Did somebody want to get on the side? I guess not. So, George, do you clarify what you're asking the board to do now?
Just ask if there's any objection to passing this motion, and if there's no objection, it's done, and the people who have things to forward, just forward them. That's it.
This
okay.
is Kathy.
Yes, Kathy.
Sure.
Go ahead.
On the phone. There's somebody hitting buttons on the phone.
I'm sorry, Joe. I realize that I just came in late, but would you be able to reprise what it is that we're voting on?
There's a deadline, which I believe is today, the last time this year that the TNB can forward.
1 minute remaining.
Set of bylaws amendments to the LSB for consideration. So George is simply asking for the PNB to approve sending the bylaws amendment proposed bylaws amendments forward.
This is Summer. Kathy, the other thing was that it has to be posted for 60 days publicly, if I understood correctly, George. And
that's correct.
In order to have it come up for LSB consideration before the last LSB meeting
seconds.
Of the year in December, that if they have to be posted now for 60 days so that we can consider them at our last LSB meetings of the year at each unit. Is that
yep.
correct?
Yep.
Thank
yep.
you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, does everybody understand what they're voting on? Or does anybody not understand?
Is there a need for a vote?
Is there any objection?
Is there any objection? Hearing none, I believe the motion is passed, and George, I think I'll turn this chair back to you.
Great. Okay, so if you've got them, get them into John, and I'll send that John's email address if you don't actually have it. Okay, next item on the agenda is the CFO report. LaVon, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Today,
this has got 15 minutes, including questions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Point of information. Am I looking at the right agenda here? Because
there was a recent one sent out just before the meeting, which has as two additions, a CFO report and an ED report.
I am not looking at it. Let me go to the right agenda. I apologize.
Okay.
And George, did you send it out? Is it under your name?
It's under my name, and it was like 4 minutes before the meeting.
Ah, okay. Let me go get the right one. Okay, hold on. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is Lauren. I really don't need that much time. Just want to report that what we're working on are the budgets. That as I reported earlier, KPFT, as you guys passed the KPFT budget, we are working really hard on the KPFA budget. There are some issues there. WPFW has submitted a budget, what we have to do, and that is to complete some of the pages in the template so that we can consolidate that budget in the national here at the P&O. We have KPFK has also submitted a budget. That budget is currently been considered or been reviewed, analyzed by their LSB. We have a national office budget. I'll give a copy of that to our National Finance Committee on tomorrow. And basically, our budget is basically the expenses plus, you know, the major spending items that all of us contribute to, which includes Democracy Now, insurance, and various satellite fees and NPR, and the other incidental expenses to keep the foundation going as a unit, as a network. And that's our major push forward right now. We closed our books. We really didn't close, and we really didn't finalize the close until today. I don't have the preliminary numbers for the month of August yet. I should have that tomorrow. And we are still in the same position, as we know, in the month of September and August. You know, we kind of like the dog days continue through September in terms of cash flow. And again, I'll have that information once we do the close on tomorrow. I'll know what my the projected cash flow is still about the same as it was last month, which is about $700,000. But of course, what we have is in terms of some stations are very healthy. Some stations have cash flow issues, which includes KPFA, WBAI, WPFW. Just want to note that PFW have made some really severe decisions in terms of how to balance their budget, and that's what they have attempted to do. Again, we're working with KPFA in terms of we have a preliminary budget now, which is about break even, and that will be shared tomorrow, and also will be shared Wednesday evening with the KPFA budgeting group that met as a group for the first time last week, although we'd had previous meetings with the staff. So essentially, that's kind of where we are for finance at this point. Again, our close, we're just finalizing the close today. Normally, we close on the fifth workday, and we'll have that information. We have a National Finance Committee meeting, I believe, tomorrow evening.
We don't have one because of elections, right?
Right, exactly. I'll have reports for everyone to review.
Thank you.
Okay, and also I did set up the little on our server here. We'll have the budgets and stuff, budgets for everyone to review on the server here in the national office. And I've kind of worked with one of the LSB treasurers from KPFK in terms of how we're going to set that up. So everyone will be able to view information. It'll be in PDF format for, you know, this year's budgets. We're going to get prior year's budgets and put that in there. And of course, the other reports that are on the national website will have those there also. The 9-9 is in the audit. Thank you.
Are there any questions for LaVarne?
Bill.
This is Leslie.
Okay, I got Bill and then Leslie. Do I have anybody keeping time for me on this?
Yes.
Thank you, Kevin.
You have 10 minutes and 50 seconds.
And each person gets up to 2 minutes to speak. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, thanks, LaVarne, and I appreciate, if it was you or Efren who sent out last month some additional spreadsheets with cash flow and our receivables, the late, the overdue bills, I was wondering if it's easy to do that again. That would be helpful, I think, as to help us all understand. $700,000 in the bank sounds good, but until we realize that we have several hundred thousand dollars of late bills too.
Oh, absolutely. That's part of our package. That's, you know, we've been able to gather the information and having the time to pull that together, and that'll be part of the package. And
okay. That's
a big concern. Just let me let everyone know that in terms of paying the past due and the receivables are
right.
Actually,
so
Lynn pulled it together and I sent it out in the package. But
right. Yeah,
well, that's the desire, and to also put that up on the server so you can go and view that. And it'll be available to view by the LSB, the PNB members, and including the treasurers.
Okay, well, just so the PNB can get it, not just the NFC.
PNB, the NFC, and the LSB members, and the treasurer, so that would include the NFC.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Could you put Andrea on the stack, please?
You're after Leslie, Andrea.
Okay, thank you.
Leslie, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. LaVarne, I really appreciate the juggling act you're having to do to keep us slightly above water. I was wondering, in particular, if you could tell us, obviously you're having to borrow money from Peter to pay Paul. Who is Peter in this? Who are we? I mean, I know who we're behind in, but I know you're making payments to some people. I'm particularly concerned here with our payroll and making sure that our payroll is still good. And I'd like your personal assurance that we are making payroll and payroll taxes and benefits for our employees. And I'd also like to some details on, or at least a, maybe not details. Maybe I'm looking here for a general philosophy
overview
of how we're managing at this point. Overview. Thank you.
Hmm. Well, you know, if we were not making payroll, your phone would be lit up.
I didn't say we weren't, but are we close to? I didn't mean to say we aren't, but are we? Is that in any danger?
It's not. You know, let me just kind of like backtrack and say that we are a foundation. We are a network. We have reserves. We have funds. So and we, as someone has pointed out, that the stations kind of work like individual silos. But that, and you know, in the end, it's the foundation that holds the license, and that is at stake. So the foundation would not allow that to happen. So in these individual silos, some are full and some have IOUs to the farmer, and we will make the payroll. But yeah, you know, we have stations that are flush with cash, and we have stations like KPFA that used to be, and they went through the reserves last year, so we are able to work with the Wells Fargo Rico and make sure that that the payroll will be met, and that we can use funds from one station that have common bank accounts on a short-term basis to take care of any issues for this payroll. And in addition, KPFA has their fund drive coming up on, it's either the 21st or the 23rd. I hope it's the 21st, but I don't know. Let me look at that. The 21st is a Tuesday. So hopefully it's the 21st that the fund drive starts. So there's no danger of not making payroll at the end of this month and then the following month until we can get into our CPP funding and our winter fund drive is until January. That's what we're working on, and we don't have. We thought we had a preliminary on the CPP. I do not have a number on that at this moment, but we should have it shortly.
Summer to the tax.
Something else?
Can I have one follow up here quickly?
Okay.
Do you have an estimated date when we might be a little more balanced and settled?
Well, we're, you know, the stations will be able to tell us that when they submit their budget. So as they,
okay.
you know, get each budget, you know, KPFT is rolling along as steady as they always have. So we're, you know, they usually have reserves of at least almost 3 months. You know, we're requiring that KPFA, which was, you know, had these huge reserves that went through their reserves in 2009. It was like over 600,000. So, you know, what we're striving for now is to submit a balanced, a break-even budget, but with an upside, with opportunities in that budget. So that's a must. And KPFK, as you know, with your station, you guys are going along really well, really maintaining reserves, but, you know, that's dependent a lot on your drives. And
LaVarne? Because there are people waiting on the stack, and we're going to run out of time. I think you responded to Leslie's question.
Thank you.
Thank you, LaVarne.
Andrea?
Yes. Hi, LaVarne. I appreciate all that you're doing.
Hi.
Well, where are we in terms of getting any closer to a full report for KPFA? And do you have, what's exactly holding that up totally?
Well, we like I said, the whole group of LSB members met last week. We've been going through a budget. And I think, as you know, and people have talked, been on open sessions, is that 2 years ago, the stations, with the exception of KPFA, went through reductions in force where they cut headcount, they reduced expenses, and that never happened at KPFA. So therefore, those same discussions are, I think, what has been kind of not holding it up, but those decisions are very, very heavy decisions that you have to make because it deals with people's lives. And so that's what I think one of the things that has been holding it up. But what has happened is that the LSB and your treasurer, Simon, is, you know, he's there. We started the meetings last week. He's driving the process. You know, we have done is that Efren Larinas here at the national office has been actually doing the budget. You know, he's doing the template. He's making the changes. He's producing the report. So, you know, we've been able to pull together the resources to make this happen. There's a meeting coming up this Wednesday. We'll have Simon notice this to everyone. So, you know, you're welcome to be there. We'll have it in the evening. So to talk about this budget. So that's kind of what was holding it up, but it's, you know, the hold up for the last 2 years, Andrea. But I think that we have the people in place now who know that the decisions have to be made because, you know, we have to, you know, there's no choice.
Yeah, what's your deadline?
Well, the budget should have been done. So we're looking at, you know, getting something. If we have a meeting this Wednesday, we have a preliminary budget now. Like I said, the numbers right now are break even, but it doesn't account for the payback on the central support, you know, the payments for Democracy Now, for insurance, for the auditor. So we're gonna need that payback in the budget from KPFA because KPFA has not supported, you know, the national office and those Democracy Now and again insurance, the auditors, things like that.
If you don't get the information, go ahead and make the cuts anyway yourself.
I'm not doing anything. That's your station that's doing that.
Campbell, you're next on the stack.
Sure.
Okay. My question's very simple. How much money is in Wells Fargo Bank?
Right now?
Yeah.
There is, let me see, there's a restricted of 150. There's another 100 plus another 50. And Wells Fargo is $300,000 as of today. And that's because we've been talking to the banker today. So I would know that.
And how much of that is insured?
I just told you, 150 is restricted. No.
Insured by FDIC.
The thing is that the 150 that's in there today, there's 150 that's a CD. So the other 150 that's in there, only 100 will be in there tomorrow. So we have 150 that's a CD. We have 100 in there that will be in there tomorrow, and that would be the amount that's insured. What is the insurance amount? You're asking that question like you know the answer.
It's
$250,000 is the answer.
Okay. So, yeah. So we have $150,000 CD, and we have a tomorrow we'll have $100,000 in.
Thank you.
Okay,
sure.
We have 10 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to call that time. Thank you, LaVarne.
Did you have Summer on the staff?
I didn't.
That's okay. It's all right. I will have plenty of time with LaVarne next week on National Finance. Go ahead.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is the ED report, Arlene, and we have 20 minutes for this.
Hey, I've been working with the National Finance Committee and with LaVarne extensively on, you know, getting new reports out, and I think they've really changed our understanding of the financial situation a great deal. Also with figuring out how we move forward and what we begin to do to get out of the living kind of payroll-to-payroll situation. And that will continue. I'm going to get back to that in a minute, but let me just cover a couple of other brief items. Working on the general manager search with the four stations, I have a pending offer for Washington. I have four candidates been given to for my consideration from KPFA, and we'll have interviews scheduled with them, phone interviews scheduled with them for next week, and we'll narrow the selection to whatever number I decide we should bring in for in-person interviews from that group. I went to Washington for interviews with their final candidates, and while I was there, I spent a lot of time meeting with various people at CPB, and over at regarding PTFP grants, and I'm working with them on both training processes, on possible other funding sources, et cetera. I've also been spending, as I'm sure you're all aware, a lot of time on the Al Jazeera situation, and am pretty excited by the possibilities with that. In terms of getting back to the budget issues, KPFA has been a real major there. I've met with the Finance Committee at KPFA. I've been dealing with LaVarne and the staff here on the budget, and we're moving forward. We had cuts that were made that were largely reductions in hours. Unfortunately, they had a way of creeping back up, and so we're dealing with that further, and we're also going to be looking at other issues regarding cuts. I've asked for a meeting on that for next Wednesday when I return. During the week that I'm gone, Ahmad and staff advisors will be coming up with their recommendations and have them in place. And I've asked Simon and the board to put together a small task force to work with us on approving a plan of action for the cuts and ensuring that we get LSB support on what we have to do going forward. This has also involved meeting with the union and working with them in order to make this a smooth transition. I've also been working with the programming committee on a number of issues, and I'm working on with Free Speech Radio News and Dan O'Mell on the possibilities of carrying the 1 for All, I believe is the name of it, event from D.C., One Nation Working Together from D.C., some portion or whatever of that on October 2nd, and also with the Steelworkers Union speech on October 7th. George has made some contacts there, and we're working on trying to carry that at least on WBAI and make that available to other stations regarding the absolute importance of Social Security. And looking forward to seeing everyone in New York in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Are there any questions for Arlene?
This is Joe Stack.
Joe?
This is Joe for the Stack.
Joe, Sean? Anyone else? Okay, Joe?
Yeah, thank you, Arlene, for that report. I don't have any substantive questions or comments other than to say that I do have a motion that's germane to it that I hope that we have discussed a little bit earlier that I hope will help facilitate the budget process at KPFA. And I'd like to present that motion now, if I can.
Would you read it out loud for this?
Mr. Chair, wouldn't it be wiser to let everybody ask their questions before we introduce a motion, and that takes everybody off track?
Joe has the floor, and he has a motion.
Pardon me?
Joe has the floor, and he has a motion, if he would like to hold back on it, I suppose.
Joe?
The other problem is of running out of time to actually deal with the motion.
Well, my questions are very short, and then Joe, if I may ask you.
Joe, it's up to you. If you wish to cede the floor, you may.
I would like to proceed with my motion only because of time considerations. I think it's imperative that this motion pass today.
Okay, go ahead.
The people of Washington, D.C., thank you.
The Pacifica National Board directs the executive director to request that the KPFA interim general manager presents a plan that lays out the specific personnel reductions that will be necessary in order to balance KPFA's budget. The plan should include a review and, if necessary, reversal of the additions that were made to payroll at KPFA during the 2009 and 2010 fiscal years, i.e. during a period when the PNB had mandated budget cuts for all the stations, and during which KPFA's management still not made any budget cuts. The IGM should also set forth the rationale and methodology on which the plan is based and include the staff seniority list as an addendum. Because these cuts will necessarily have an impact on programming, no programming changes should take place before the budget is approved. Instead, the program changes should happen in conjunction with the budget cuts as necessary. This personnel reduction plan is to be presented to the National Finance Committee by September
17,
2010.
Second.
Wait, Joe, by when?
September 17th, which is a Friday.
I'm going to be on vacation this week.
The next meeting of National Finance is the 21st, if you want to schedule it for them, that'd be fine.
Then I'm amenable to that
it's next Tuesday.
Okay. Sorry, change the date. It has been seconded. Can we just change that date?
This is
okay.
LaVarne, I would think you would need it before the actual day of the Finance Committee meeting so we can review it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, in other words, I mean, I'd like to just get, whatever makes the most sense. I mean, people prefer the 21st, but I think LaVarne makes a good point about wanting to have it ready before the meeting. If you say the 21st, there won't be time for review beforehand.
We'll have another one on the 29th.
I thought that we had agreed that we were going to, that we were going to have that work done this week while I'm gone,
wrong.
And then we were all going to get together and meet on the 22nd after that.
Right. So, I mean, I think the 17th as a date to have some work product.
12 minutes remaining.
Would be useful. I mean, if it doesn't happen by the 17th, it's not the end of the world, but it needs to be. I'd like to front load it with a date sooner than later, because it probably won't happen by Friday anyway, but it'd be useful to have that date.
Okay, so it stands as September 17th.
Summer to the stack?
Okay, I'll take a stack on that. Some of you first.
Thank you. I like the motion very much. I would actually, it's somewhat applicable to KPFK's situation in that there was extreme personnel bloat that occurred during the last year and a half by, several positions. And I don't know if there's a friendly way to amend that, but I would like to see a similar slenderizing report just because we managed to stay above water. It's only because we're now in incessant fund drive, and I feel that's to justify and cover these totally unbudgeted staff increases. So So I don't know if there's a friendly way to attach KPFK on that, but I would like to see the exact same kind of report from the interim general manager here that accounts for why all these people have been hired during a budget crisis. So if there's some way to attach us to that, I would amend that KPFK produce a similar report regarding the staff, if that would be acceptable, or if I can get a second.
It's appropriate to make an amendment such as that.
Second.
Is there a second?
Thank you. Arlene, to the check.
Arlene, go ahead.
I would just like to ask for a date that we have this completed by the 23rd or 24th. I've already had confirmation from Simon on putting together a task force to meet on the evening of the 22nd, which will be the day after I get back. It's fine with me if people want to go ahead without me, but I think it might go smoother if I'm participating.
I would think so. Does anyone want to make an amendment to change that date to the 22nd?
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. My concern is just that, you know, I understand what Arlene is saying, and I'm not opposed to that. You know, in Pacifica Land, dates really just placeholder anyway. But, you know, the idea is for it to be...
I think what Arlene is... Arlene, if I understand correctly, you're asking that action not be taken on this before you get back.
Right. I mean, I don't, you know, if people want to go ahead and meet, I've already directed Ahmad to have that report completed and ready to go so that we can take action on it and work with it at that meeting on the 22nd. I got confirmation from Simon. I had thrown it out there that the 22nd works for him on that meeting. And I thought that Joe had said that date was okay with him. I was hoping that he'd participate in that because I think he's got valuable input to provide.
Just a separate point of information, please.
Yeah, get some.
Was I not correct that the motion asked for the interim general managers to prepare these reports? Is that not correct? I mean, this is like prior to a committee meeting process. I mean,
I believe so, Joe.
Is that correct, Joe?
That's the intent of the motion. I see what Arlene is saying. I mean, it might be a little slightly two different, not two different things.
And I have directed him to prepare that report so that it's ready before then.
Mr. Chair, can I get on the stack?
Yes, you may. Let's see. Was there, in fact, a motion to change the date of Joe's
no.
to September 22nd?
I will make that motion if I can.
Okay.
Is there
a second?
Second.
Okay.
This is Andre. Second.
I'd like to get on the stack.
I will. Let me ask this first. Is there any objection to that amendment? Okay. Hearing none, we're back to Summer's amendment, which was to require the same thing of the KPFK IGM. Is that correct, Summer?
That's interim GM. Yes, that's correct. Just we'd like the same exact thing, an accounting of how we're going to...
Okay.
I have a point of personal privilege, please, George, if you don't mind.
Good, Kathy.
I have to leave the call because apparently we had a candidates forum on the air tonight, and none of the candidates showed up. So I have to take care of some station business. I'll try to get back as soon as I can.
Okay. So Summer's amendment is open to discussion. Anyone want to say anything about it? Is there any objection to Summer's amendment?
7 minutes remaining.
Yeah, this is Tracy. Two things. I'm not objecting. I'm just asking, and I understand that there are serious problems at KPFK, but when we're looking at a budget that a last draft I saw was $800,000 out of whack, I think part of what we're presenting to the PNB is that we really feel as KPFA reps that this needs to be prioritized. So I'm a little concerned to get some watering down effect going on, and that's kind of what I'm hearing. So I'm just putting that out. I'm not objecting. I'm just putting it out.
Sure.
The second point is, and this is kind of for Arlene, I have no objection to looking at a staff-generated report at a meeting on the 22nd. It would be, I think, a more productive meeting if there were an opportunity for task force members, whoever that may be, to review what's been submitted before they get to the meeting? Because when you receive complex financial documents at a meeting, you spend most of the meeting explaining the documents and very little actually talking about them or dealing with changes or modifications that might need to be made. So I am asking for the opportunity to receive and review documents before the 22nd. Is that part of this motion or can it be?
Yeah, how about if we get that out on the 21st? Is that okay, Tracy?
That'll do.
Oh.
Okay, this is Summer. May I respond to Tracy's concern about my amendment? Thank you. Thank you, Tracy. I do appreciate the difference in how far out of whack budgets are, but 2 years ago, KPFK took drastic action and reduced approximately 7 positions. In the last year and a half, those positions have simply creeped back in different forms. We're in good shape because we're in a really big market and we're beating our listeners to death with constant fund drives. We are like in way more fund drives than we've been before. We've got lots of little mini drives. Everyone's falling short of what its goal is. People are worn down out there, and in my opinion, it's like we're not against that wall yet, but right now, tonight, while I'm on this call, the local finance committee is meeting, and one of its main tasks at this point, and I have already articulated this to Arlene and to LaVarne and other members of National Finance, is that essentially our local finance committee has no intention of passing the KPFK budget with all of these additional staff positions in there. So we're confronting this problem because they have simply creeped up on us when there was a hiring freeze with no explanation for it. And there's no way to support this except by having continuous fund drives and using unbudgeted, putting unbudgeted positions because you haven't filled budgeted positions and using that money to pay them. It's not an honest practice. So it's like we're not as far out of whack because we did make those cuts 2 years ago, but those cuts have been negated by unauthorized hirings, and this is like actually being tackled locally. Right now, we're about to have like a confrontation basically between management and the board over this exact issue. So I figure if someone's introducing a motion addressing this, I would like to see that report from our manager as well, because the budget we're planning to approve is not the budget that management has submitted to us, because it's not realistic. It's not, and it's not right. It just isn't right. So anyway, so I wasn't attempting to water it down. I actually thought, wow, what a godsend. This motion's right on point with the finance meeting that's going on tonight.
Okay, great. Thanks for the
explanation. There was not actually any objection. I'll ask again. Is there any objection to Summer's motion? Okay. Hearing none, then Summer's motion amends it to Joe's motion to include KPFK. Is there any objection to the main motion, Joe's motion? Okay. Hearing none, the motion is approved as amended. The next item on the agenda is unfinished business. Nia's motion to rescind an earlier motion on LSB security adopted at the April 6th meeting.
Point
we
of
have
order.
10 minutes for that.
A point of order.
Yes.
I recall when we went to Joe's motion, there was, I think, at least Sean on the stack. Did we were not able to go back to the original stack just to ask Arlene a question?
Well, do we have any time for?
We had about 2 minutes.
Yeah,
we do. Sean, do you still want to ask?
I believe he was the person who was
correct.
Messed up.
Sean, do you still want to ask a question? Are you there, Sean?
That's not.
Okay, well, here we go, Sean.
Well, I tried.
He's muted. He's muted.
Is that you, Sean?
Yeah, that's me.
There you are. I need
you. You want to ask a question?